What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of 4th and 15 with Mel and Smooth. I am Mel, and joining me as always is Ronnie, Big Smooth Hennigan. Smooth, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot, Mel. You know, another day, another dollar, keeping it moving, man. Busy as ever. What about you?
You know what? It wasn't a bad weekend. We got the win. We throttled Fairview 37-13. Nice. Here's a stat for you, our running back. Shout out to Eddie. Eddie scored 4 touchdowns. You know, we had 400 yards rushing. I can't complain about that. So shout out to Lutheran West and getting the win. We got a clean sweep. Yeah, forgot about that. We got a clean sweep, JV and varsity.
Nice. Very nice. Good to hear, man.
Yeah, it was an entertaining game. Packed house, you know, first game of the season. So can't ask for much more.
Definitely.
Speaking of packing the house, our guest tonight, even though he is traveling, he took the time out to be on the show with us. FAMU's very own, Akil Blunt. Akil, how are you tonight?
How's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Well, I appreciate you guys for having me on.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Before we get started, I got to do this. You know, this is nothing new. First sponsor is Box Band, straight through resistance. Resistance is key. If you're a fighter or just want to get in some type of shape, Box Bands is where it is. Kofifi for me. They have very good coffee. We ordered the mocha blend, and I've been sipping on that for, like, days now. So, like, it's just something you need to get at. And Uncle Rico's quarter mile challenge. You want to get your quarterbacks in shape, have them play this game, he could throw over them mountains. Okay, Mr. Blunt, real quick, for the folks at home, give us a little background on yourself.
Yeah, so can you guys hear me loud and clear?
Yep.
Okay, if I was speaking to a group, I'd say if you could hear me, clap once. But with that being said, just a little bit on myself is that my name is Akil Blunt, and I have been afforded the opportunity to work at the Pro Football Hall of Fame right now, but there is a long journey of how I got to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that really started, I would say, kind of growing up in football. You know, I played football since fifth grade, played all throughout high school. But the thing was is that I wasn't a football player. I didn't really like football as much as I did basketball. And throughout high school, I always thought that I was going to go off to college to play basketball, playing AAU. And then my senior year was just afforded the opportunity to have a 10-0 season, be surrounded by a great senior class at Lindsley High School. And, you know, saw 2 HBCU teams playing right around Thanksgiving. My dad, who had went to Southern and was a pretty good player at Southern University, which is the HBCU in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which we'll get back to that here in a second. They played FAMU in the Georgia Dome in 2011. And as I went to that game, I said, hey, man, let me just send my film out to these schools, and had got a response from both coaches wanting me to come on a visit and offer me a scholarship. I ended up throwing basketball to the side, signing the scholarship to go to Florida A&M University, where I played 4 years there, linebacker, graduated with a business administration degree in 3.5 years. And that's one thing that I always tell kids is that education is just as important as athletics, and you can't have athletics without education. But I wanted to specifically have my last semester in school to be able to train for the draft, and with that I was picked up by the Miami Dolphins as an undrafted free agent in 2016. To fast forward, I bounced on and off teams, and really said and prayed to God and asked, you know, what is it that you have for me to do? And I went back to grad school, and I ended up meeting David Baker, who's the president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. at a football function, and he offered me a position at the Hall of Fame as the James Harris Doug Williams Fellowship, and that was one of the first components to the Black College Hall of Fame in that development, and have been there ever since. And now we are going on our second year, which would have been our third year if it wasn't for COVID, our second year of the Black College Hall of Fame Classic. So, you know, nice. That's what we're here to talk about. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Okay. Just off the whim, was it you, or was it just a collection of heads that said we need to bring the classic back to Canton? Because I've always wondered how Ohio lost it and nobody picked it up till now.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And really what had happened is that the Black College Hall of Fame, which was founded in 2009, actually, by James Harris and Doug Williams, they were inducting players and holding their banquets in Atlanta, Georgia, at the College Football Hall of Fame. And these two guys, who are great Grambling quarterbacks and legends and history makers within the game of football, said that we want to come together and have a Hall of Fame that honors the greatest legends from historically Black colleges and universities. And they founded the Black College Football Hall of Fame. You know, after a couple years of having the induction, they said, hey, we want to go bigger, we want to go better, and we want to have a permanent home. And the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia, didn't really give them the space that they were desiring. So they went and looked for other places. And Joe Horgan, who was an executive on the search committee at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know, he brought it to the board and said, hey, this is something that really honors the history of the game of football and should have a place here in Canton, Ohio. And they had made a decision in 2016 to be able to announce the permanent home of the Black College Football Hall of Fame being in Canton, Ohio. And the three parts to that are the fellowship, which I just mentioned earlier, the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic, which we're talking about now, which came to Canton, and the building of the museum inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that's a little bit of the history of how the Classic got back here to Ohio.
Yeah, because we originally, I remember when we were like still either in high school or fresh out of high school for Ronnie's case, we had the Ohio Classic for a few years, and then it just suddenly stopped without any explanation. So, you know, seeing this back, it's I feel like it's bringing HBCU football to the forefront where it should have been to begin with. And what better place to have it than Canton?
Yeah. Of football, it's the birthplace of pro football. And, you know, football was born in Canton, Ohio. So it's a great place to represent football.
Yeah, it is. Now, because you were a HBCU player, I have to ask your experiences as a player in the historically Black college and universities. Like, what was it like playing for Florida A&M and playing against teams like Southern, Tennessee State, and, you know, teams from the MEAC?
I would say that it was a great experience. I think people really don't understand the magnitude of HBCU football, the high level of football that it is. It's, you know, Division One football, a lot of players, and you look at a guy like a coach like Eddie Robinson, who has put the most NFL player, the most college athletes in the NFL out of any college athlete. When you have coaches like Nick Saban, yes, Eddie Robinson has put the most coaches, most players in the NFL. So people don't really understand what kind of level HBCU football is, and playing against, you know, some pretty well-known teams. And I always tell kids that it's a great experience, a great atmosphere. There's not too many places where you will go that your community looks like you. You know, as an African American, and especially as a Black male, a lot of places that you go, you won't see black professors, black administrators, black coaches, black police officers, and in a community that is built and created to support you. So that's a lot of the off the field things as well. But it is definitely an experience that our kids and more people need to know about.
That's actually good that you brought that up, Akil, because I know for me, and you know, something that Mel experienced too, when we were together in high school, in Collinwood playing. It's just one of those things where, like, you grow up, you're used to being in a community where, you know, it's primarily black teachers, the staff and all that stuff, and you kind of don't really have a good way of knowing what that looks like at the collegiate level, unless you're at a HBCU. And it's very inspiring to hear that, or to be able to look at it and go, okay, there's folks out there that look like me. There's people out there who have been where I've been that are in a place where I'm trying to get to. And what does that look like for me? You know, and that example a lot of times doesn't look like us at all. So it's really cool to hear that and to hear your experience was that way. And through it all, man, initially, when it came to going to an HBCU, is that something that you kind of always felt you would be able to do or wanted to do because your dad did that? Is that something that you kind of just on your own was like, well, regardless of, you know, who my father is, that's something I kind of wanted to do anyway?
I would say that really I knew had nothing to do with my dad. Didn't grow up always wanting to go to HBCU. Honestly, I knew little to nothing about HBCUs when I was in high school. Didn't even think twice about them. But if it hadn't been for just a game that I had went to in Atlanta, Georgia, late in my senior year after I had received very little basketball offers, I don't think I would have known about them. And that is one of my things till this day that I want kids to understand, especially in this area. And that's why we're having a college fair during the Black College Hall of Fame weekend. And that's why we're trying to get more kids exposed, is because not enough kids know about the great opportunities that HBCUs present. And that's no knock to any of the great local schools that we have in Ohio or even Pennsylvania. But I know that there's a culture and an atmosphere and something that is very beneficial to these students if they were exposed to those opportunities. So I didn't know much about HBCUs coming out of high school, but that's why, I'm so passionate now about sharing them with more students.
Yeah, and that was something, I wish we would have knew about in high school, because that would have been an awesome experience for us, especially, knowing the high school league that we came from. It was more geared towards the power teams, which at that time was Glenville rising to power. So, the other schools really weren't getting looks, and none of the other kids were too. So this is something I wish could have been happening long time ago.
Yeah.
Now, you being part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame's administration, what is that like, or what was the conversation like to get the Classic back up here to Canton?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I won't take credit for that, and that wasn't something that I did. Like I said, that that was a really great move on behalf of the Pro Football Hall of Fame board. Again, Joe Horgan, President David Baker, and working together, the Pro Football Hall of Fame forming that partnership with Doug Williams and Shaq Harris. And I was just fortunate enough to be able to come in at the perfect time while everything was in the beginning stages of getting started and play an integral role in that.
All right. And we actually have a question. One of our loyal followers. She wants to know what, well, thank you, LaFaya. Putting an HBCU in Ken will have what effect moving forward? I was just about to get to that, actually.
So you said placing an HBCU school in Canton?
No, a game, like the classic.
Oh, the game. Yeah, so I think that it's already had a tremendous effect. One, when we look at the geographical location of where we are in the country, there's not enough events like this to take place. And one, you know, not only does it bring people together from all walks of life, and helps build awareness around some of the, you know, Black culture, Black schools, you know, et cetera, with where we're at in the country right now. But it also gives opportunities to our small businesses. We've supported over 40 vendors here in the local Northeast Ohio area because of this classic, and help to promote them and bring them together and uplift them. So it's a not only a positive event that's taking place, but also has, you know, economic impact as well for our businesses. And the thing is that when you have great opportunities like this, is that we need that support. And they've come from, you know, board members, not only not just the Black community, but they've come from, you know, other local, large, prominent businesses. So it's had a great effect, and it's helped build awareness. And then also, it's a platform. This is the last thing that I'll say, is that it's a platform to be able to address a lot of the things that we have been disgruntled about, that we've been marching and protesting about. And when you have platforms like this, you have to be able to use them to speak to issues that, you know, are going on. And it's a voice for people to be able to hear, you know, what is going on. We've had some of the most well-known general managers in the NFL support and give money to the Black College Hall of Fame, which is providing opportunities to people to advance and diversify workforces at the highest levels. You know, the NFL is giving money. Paul Tagliabue, former commissioner, Arthur Blank, owner of the Atlanta Falcons, has given money. So it's creating a place to be able to support, you know, some of the things that need to be addressed.
You know, having this, not only the platform, but being able to have a game like this take place in a place like Ken, I just got to say, you know, once again, it's amazing to see, because there's so many young people, like you said, that need to be reached, that need to have that education of, you know, just knowing that these are other options for you. So right. Many times we'll watch, you know, college football, and of course you're going to see all these different, you know, Power Fives or whoever else they try to put on, you know, ESPN or different places like that, CBS, whatever. And that's just all you see. But to have this, like, up close and personal, you know, look like you see, you know, Division I staffs, and even that impact of some of the moves that we've seen in the past year, right? So, like, you know, Deion Sanders becoming a coach, Eddie George now becoming a head coach, you know, him coming along with this game is going to be huge, you know. So I wanted to ask you about that, too. Like, you know, what are your thoughts and feelings on the impact that some of the former NFL players joining some of these teams has had on not only HBCUs, but it gaining a little more notoriety than it already had?
Yeah, I think it helps to, you see what Deion Sanders is doing. I'll call him Coach Prime, because he doesn't like to be called T-O-N, but what Coach Prime is doing in Jackson, Mississippi, and the awareness that he has brought to those schools and to those kids, and it's just really phenomenal to see that. Even, you know, Eddie George, it'll be great to see him in Tennessee State and some of the staff that he's put together, and it's helped to advance the quality of football at HBCUs. You see Steph Curry giving money, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars to Howard's golf team. That's some of the momentums that HBCUs have created over the past year and a half 2 years, and I think it's great for the schools and what's taking place.
Okay, I have to ask, because being that this is now a classic, as a player, what was your favorite classic to play in?
Florida A&M. I mean, the biggest classic was always the Florida Classic, and that was the week before Thanksgiving every year. We played Bethune-Cookman. We met in Orlando, Florida, in the Citrus Bowl, which is now Camping World Stadium, and it was a showdown every year. It didn't matter what the record was, what was going on. I mean, everybody from Florida A&M and everybody from Bethune-Cookman, they showed up, and it was amazing classic that we played in every year.
Yeah, I just had to ask, because you see all the Circle City Classic, the Magic City Classic. I forget the classic off the top of my head between Fort Valley State and Albany State, but just watching these games, and even the Bayou Classic, which is my favorite all-time rivalry game outside of Ohio State, Michigan. So, now that we have two legendary programs, in a sense, coming to Ohio, I hope that more of this will come behind it, because I think at least one or more HBCU games should be up here at least, mm-hmm. Once a year or once every 2 years at least, just so, more people get exposed to this.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, because at the same time, the area in this part of the country have to support those games that we're hoping to have up here. When you have limited attendances and people don't really understand how valuable these games are, then they don't stay up here long. So that would be my rallying cry, as people do desire more games up here, is that you have to support those events and those initiatives, and that's one opportunity we have here with the Black College Hall of Fame.
Grambling and having Tennessee State come up on Eddie's debut is a hell of a start. That's a hell of a start.
Man.
I'm lightweight jealous now. Like, I wish we could have been at an HBCU now. Like, seeing this go to where it's going now, for us as fans, we've been following HBCU football for the longest. So seeing this come from, great minds, it's an awesome feeling to be part of and help promote this. And we appreciate you guys giving us the stepping stone and the platform to actually, help support and help promote the classic.
Oh yeah, no, I appreciate you guys, man. It's been a great past couple of years having Alabama A&M and Morehouse in 2019, and now having Grambling and Tennessee State. We're really looking forward to what's to come for this game, and would hope that everybody throughout Northeast Ohio and the surrounding tri-state area has bought tickets. And if you haven't, I would recommend doing so sooner than later. And also, if you haven't visited the Pro Football Hall of Fame and seen the Black College Hall of Fame gallery that honors all the players from HBCUs, would recommend doing, that also. So, go on the profootballhof.com/classic website and check out all the events that are taking place. We'll have everything from a college fair and education day on Thursday, Friday with the VIP reception and social justice discussion. Saturday, a golf tournament, a fun fest downtown Canton, a gospel concert, free gospel concert featuring Marvin Sapp, and then Sunday's game day. It's a showdown with the two bands that are taking place. So it's going to be a pretty fun lineup for that weekend.
Nice. And
yeah, it is.
Along with that,
Marvin Sapp going to be there, man. Can't beat that.
No, you can't.
You can't at all.
And along with that, Akil, you know, will there be an opportunity for any of the fans, potential students that are, you know, looking to go to HBCUs and whatnot to be able to meet some of the, you know, personnel, like coaching staff, anything like that from the schools?
Yeah, they're on a pretty strict schedule. I mean, when they come in, they're coming in to play football and try to win a game and then, you know, get back to the rest of their season and responsibilities. So there won't necessarily be a meet and greet for the fans to meet the coaches. We will have an appearance by the coaches throughout the weekend, which will be really exciting. So I would encourage everybody to stay tuned and, you know, attend the events that are taking place to be able to soak up as much as the Classic has to offer.
Now, outside of, you know, being a FAMU alumni, are you picking anybody to win, especially? I'm just out of curiosity.
This game, Grambling, Tennessee State, is that who you're asking about?
Yeah, I want to know who you got.
I won't pick a team, but I do hope that it's a close game. I mean, last year we would have thought that Alabama A&M would have walked all over Morehouse, but man, that was one of the best football games I had seen all of last year. So I'm hoping for a very close and hard-fought game between both teams.
Okay, I'll take that. Are you at least suiting up for this game?
I wish I was. If I had some eligibility, I definitely would.
I respect that, because this is going to be a banger, man. Grambling coming up. It's Battle of the Tigers. I really wish that this kind of game came up more than just, you know, the early 2000s and coming back now. I wish this game or games like this would have stayed, because this is an area of the country that needs it. That's just my personal opinion.
Oh, for sure. And I figure being this close. Yeah, man, because, you know, there's so much inner city youth, a lot of the larger cities, obviously, being around this area, it being like a central focal point where no matter where you are in the state, you can kind of drive up to it, drive down to it, you know, cut across town, whatever. And just to have it at this time frame, I feel like it's crucial, you know. So we can't thank you enough for, you know, being a part of this and being able to, you know, use this platform to be able to promote not only these schools, but also just to be able to, you know, have some good football, man. Because like we said before, it's not a matter of, you know, guys going out there and, like, you know, seeing, okay, yeah, it's not such and such school and this school, whatever, but it's like people just sleep on the amount of talent that comes out of HBCUs for, you know, what these guys are playing for and what they're doing, man. It's just like a great way to, you know, get that out there and get that exposure, you know. I know this past year we noticed, like, more games being shown on ESPN and whatnot. I know a lot of it was because of it being, like, a, you know, weird season or whatever around COVID and stuff like that. But to gain that extra exposure was huge. And, you know, we want to ride that, you know what I'm saying? Push as hard as you can push to be able to get that out there, man. It's just great to see you a part of that.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. Appreciate it. I hope to be able to come back on some other time and we'd be able to do it bigger and better next time.
Oh, you always welcome back. It's great having you on. And we appreciate the opportunity to help promote the Classic for those that are watching and for those that are going to watch. Sunday, September 5th, it goes down. Grambling State, Tennessee State. This will be Eddie George's debut as a head coach at Tennessee State. So shout out to him. Shout out to Coach Pearson and the staff at Tennessee State. It's going to be something you don't want to miss.
No, for sure. Then with that game, you know, we'll definitely talk about that a little bit, you know, go into the specifics, look at what's going on and, you know, provide some more details. So definitely worth watching for sure if you can get down there.
Yeah. And on top of that, you know, for you seniors and juniors, you know, who are playing right now, looking for offers and looking for somewhere to go after senior year, these schools are looking for players and they not afraid to, you know, come get you. You just got to make it known that's where you want to be. You can't do no better than an HBCU, in my opinion. Like, think about all the Hall of Famers that have come out of an HBCU. Akil's father, Mel Blount. Doug Williams, as was mentioned earlier. Aeneas Williams, who's a Hall of Famer. Willie Brown, former Oakland Raider. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Michael
Strahan. The greatest receiver of all time in Jerry Rice, Mississippi Valley State, out in the SWAC. So, don't just doubt it. Like, these guys are here. HBCUs, best football you don't know about, literally.
For sure.
Okay, well, we understood it was going to be a short show, so I'm not even mad at that. So we like to thank Akil again for being on and giving us the time to help promote the Classic. Again, it's Sunday, September 5th is game day, but the weekend itself is going to be an all-weekend thing, an all-weekend event. So from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is always going to be something to do. So if you don't have tickets, get your tickets now. For you students watching, you young players watching, if you have not thought about going to an HBCU, do some research, look into it. Some of these schools are very well worth going to. And, you know, the football ain't bad either. So,
nope.
And with that, you know, with Coach Prime, as he's like to be called, with Coach George at Tennessee State, Coach Connell Maynard over at Alabama A&M, shout out to him for winning the SWAC in the spring. There's some good football there. So don't just sell yourself short. Give yourself options.
For sure, man. And then don't also forget the fact that there's people out there look like us that, you know, teach at those schools, man. The opportunity may not have been the same for some folks, and they made it happen there. In addition to that, you know, if you are a player looking to get onto a Division I program, that is your option as well. Those schools still look at. Like Mel said, there's Hall of Famers that come from a plethora of them, right? And the majority of that list of Black players came from HBCUs anyway, if we really want to get into it. And also, just looking at it from a different perspective, if you get a scholarship, man, it's a free education. You know, because it's a Division I school. There's a scholarship opportunity as well, too, you know. So, I mean, you got to consider all your options, do what you got to do. And some of these bigger programs, yeah, there may be some exposure there, but will you see the field?
I don't know.
You know, you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I go to, you know, Clemson or wherever, and, you know, you fourth string, whatever, we're not going to know who you are. You can say you went, but, like, okay, that's great. But if you can go somewhere like this and ball out and shine and get the exposure that you need to get that free education, and then possibly get to the next level, hey, I mean, why not? You know, if that's what you want to do. I
wish we could have did that. Yeah. Wish we could have did that. Man, about to go maybe see if I can enroll in Grambling right now. But, yes, again, one more time for the folks at home, that game. The game itself is Sunday, September 5th. But the weekend from Friday to Sunday, it will be an all-weekend event. So just keep that in mind. You'll have a college fair. You'll have a Black conference. Marvin Sapp's performing. You know, that's the weekend, man. You should be drained after. Get yourself. Especially for you Ohio State fans, Eddie George is coming back, but he's coming back with his own team.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got to support the man. You
know, right. So this is not a. This, I don't think this is a game you're gonna want to miss, especially if you want to see bands battle at halftime. Mm-hmm. This is how much better could you get by seeing Grambling?
Right.
I have not seen any State's band yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a halftime show to remember. So get your tickets now. profootballhalloffame.com. Call up there, whatever you feel like you got to do. Make it happen to get there to this game. This is not a game you're going to want to miss. And it might not be an experience you're going to get again.
Absolutely not.
All right. Yeah, so, again, I can't complain about this weekend, man. We got the win, got a clean sweep, JV and varsity. So, shout out to Eddie again for his game. Shout out to Coach Barella getting his first win. Coach Pye for the JV. I'm cool, man. I'm cool this weekend. I'm cool.
Hey, man, nothing like starting off with W. 1-0 so far, man, you know?
Yeah. I'm looking to go to it. I'm looking to go 1-0 again. You know, we got a big test this weekend, Kirtland, but I believe in our players. We got a good group of guys, man. These guys, I couldn't ask for a better group.
Hey, you know how we know we were talking about this earlier, man. You know, you just gotta hit them early. You know what I'm saying? This is a good opportunity to hit them early, man. Second week, just give it to them, man. Let them know what's up.
And that,
you know,
we about to let them know what's up, man. And they coming to us too, so I hope they ready.
Oh, yeah. You got to do it. You got to show out.
You know, we're going to do what we can. I'm believing our players, man. I believe in them. So I'm hoping, you know, I got God on my side. So I'm hoping that they show up like they did last week, which I'm confident that they will. And we take care of business and go home.
You know, speaking of which, man, since you're talking about it, you know, I'm about to see if I can give me some Lutheran West merch, man. I represent.
Well, let me work on that. I'm still trying to get a couple t-shirts myself, but let me work on that. I see what I can do.
I feel it. Yeah, man, because if the homie gonna be on the coaching staff, man, I gotta represent. You know what I mean? Man, gotta hold it down.
Just being honest, man, I'm actually glad I took a shot. I'm glad I took a shot.
Hey, man, like we've always said, man, it's only the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
So, this is a good start, man. Let's keep it rolling. You know, let's go.
We're going to keep it rolling. All right. We'd like to thank, again, Akil Blunt for being on and talking about the classic. Shout out to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well for hooking us up with the access to Akil Blunt, because they've been a great help. Working with them been awesome. We have a surprise, but I'm not going to reveal it just yet. Still working out some things technically, but it's going to be a big swing of momentum. Yes, I did say momentum. That is a word. I don't care if you think it's not. It is. It's going to be a big swing of momentum for us, and we're hoping that you guys stick with it because it's going to be worth it. Especially for those in the inner city. Trust me, you guys are going to love it. And we appreciate everybody that has been sticking with us. Don't forget, like and follow us on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're going to want to. And don't forget to follow our written content on 216 Sports Network at blogspot.com. We have updated some things. We have some new content on there. So just go over there, slide over there, check it out. We appreciate all the love and support. It means a lot.
Yep.
So for 4th and 15, I'm Mel. That's Smooth. Peace.